It's Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, listener questions. What do I do with my money in this financial meltdown?
Michelle Singletary has answers. First, in Nevada, an aggressive voter registration drive has boosted Democratic numbers to 80,000 more than Republicans. Still, for Democrats, Nevada is by no means a sure bet. Here's reporter Adam Burke.
Are you John?
Yes, I am.
It's early evening, around 6 o'clock, and Jeff Overstreet is canvassing for Barack Obama in a residential Las Vegas neighborhood northwest of the Strip. Canvassing requires a certain relentlessness. Sometimes you don't catch people at the right moment.
Yeah, kind of in the middle of dinner, man. It's a bad time, really.
Sometimes you don't catch the right person.
I wouldn't vote for Barack Obama if he was the last man on Earth.
But since Overstreet is working from a campaign voter list, it doesn't take long to hit pay dirt.
Yeah. Hi, is Paul home?
We arrive at the home of Paul and Nancy Svelmo, who invite us in. Paul Svelmo tells us he supports Obama, that he voted for Kerry in 2004 and Gore in 2000. He's busy playing online poker, and he continues to draw cards and place bets while Jeff Overstreet makes a pitch.
Will you consider voting early?
Voting early? No, I want to vote on election day. Why would I vote early?
Well, there's a couple reasons we're asking people to. I'll leave you with the schedule to consider later.
It turns out Nancy Svelmo is a Republican, which means sometimes they cancel each other out.
Yes, we do, as a matter of fact. Although sometimes he forgets to vote or doesn't vote. And so then my vote counts and his doesn't.
When does he forget to vote?
He really, one of the last two, he did not vote.
Oh, so you didn't vote in the last
presidential
election?
One of the last two you didn't vote.
She might be right.
Registered Democrats like Paul Svelmo are known as sporadic voters, meaning they didn't vote in one of the past few election cycles. And the Obama campaign has been focusing on these voters in Las Vegas and surrounding Clark County.
People in Clark County are not reliable voters.
Kirsten Sear is the Nevada Communications Director for the Obama campaign.
Vegas is a very weird political town. You can't rely on people that you talk to come out all the time. And so we are saturating Clark County. No voter will be spared. We are talking to everyone that we can.
With a lead in registered voters and a well-staffed ground game, Nevada Democrats are on a roll like they haven't been in decades. And the party may have finally cracked the political dominance of rural Republicans in the state.
You know, the so-called cow countries, which contain only 10% of the voters in the state. But that's because people in those rural counties, they vote, and they vote Republican.
But while Democrats labor over get-out-the-vote efforts in Clark County, rural Republican organizers are doing what they've done for decades. Yesterday, hundreds of miles to the north in the town of Fallon, Nevada, local Republicans inaugurated a new campaign headquarters. A few dozen people showed up to drink coffee, talk politics, and invariably complain about Las Vegas.
We don't call it Vegas anymore. That's East L.A. I'd like to annex it off to California and let them have it. They're screwing up the politics in the whole state down there.
Don Scott came to Fallon from Northern California 5 years ago, and he says he's right at home.
Our state houses only meet once a year, and then they go home. Their business is done. We don't pay full-time politicians. We don't need them full-time. Nobody ever does. I think politicians do their best work when they're in recess.
It's part of Nevada's distinct brand of politics that rural voters sometimes loathe the candidate, even as they get out and vote for him. John McCain came in a distant third in Nevada's caucus, behind Mitt Romney and Ron Paul.
All right.
In the back room, a small group of volunteers are making phone calls to lists of voters.
Okay. Number one, are you planning to vote for John McCain and Sarah Palin in November?
Mark Fest, the county chair for the Republican Party, is proud to say that more than 85% of Churchill County Republicans showed up on Election Day in 2004.
I really believe out here that people see it as their patriotic duty to participate in voting. I don't think you get an 85% turnout in a community if people don't believe it's their duty.
While this year the Democrats have numbers in their favor, it's rural Republicans who are most likely to show up on November 4th. Whether that will be a winning formula is anyone's guess. Polls show the race in Nevada is a dead heat. For NPR News, I'm Adam Burke in Reno.